This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Bailey Mae Brown. Date of birth, May the 7th, 1998. Case ID number is 757-8590. Date of exam, April the 16th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated November the 4th, 2023. Identifying information. This is a 25-year-old senior female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of partial deafness in the left ear, comma, right hip pain, comma, and bipolar disease type 1 with psychotic features / post-traumatic stress disorder / anxiety / depression / traumatic brain injury / decreased cognitive function. History of allegations. Number 1, partial deafness in the left ear. The claimant states that in 2015 she was in a motor vehicle accident and had a head contusion of the left side of her ear. Since that time, she has had tinnitus of the left ear with decreased hearing ability / hypoacusis. She denies any surgeries performed for her ear and states that although her left side of the head was hit, there was no damage to the ear itself or no ruptured tympanic membrane, but she did injure the cranial nerve 8 on her left side. She also has suffered from decreased memory from that traumatic brain injury. She was giving a hearing aid for the left side, but she damaged it and is no longer able to use it. The claimant is able to understand my conversation, and I did not have to speak louder in order to make her understand what I was asking her. Allegation number 2, right hip pain. The claimant states that in 2017, she injured her right hip labrum, which was torn. The claimant did have surgery of the right hip area, which was repaired with arthroscopic surgery in 2018. She also has a history of a left elbow fracture in 2005, which did not necessitate any kind of surgery. Her condition with her right hip was confirmed with MRIs and x-rays. At the present time, she suffers from swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above her head. The claimant states that she received physical therapy for her hip 6 months prior to surgery and 8 months of physical therapy after surgery. She has no assistive devices she uses at this time and does not have a physician at this time as well. She is presently not taking any medications for pain, but does put a cream that she bought in Mexico, which helps her with the pain in that area. She states that the only physical activity she does is walk in the park with the dogs, and her physician is Dr. Lung from Tropical Behavior Center. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and doing short walks with the dogs. She states she'll do 1 half lap of walking. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number three, bipolar disorder / psychotic features / post-traumatic stress disorder / anxiety / depression / traumatic brain injury / decreased cognitive function. The claimant states that in November of 2022, she started to develop problems with bipolar disorder type 1. The claimant states that she suffers from sadness, crying spells, violent acts, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, decreased appetite, apathy, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, decreased energy, dizziness, anger toward herself, decreased hygiene, and states that she only takes a bath every other day, but does brush her teeth daily. She has a history of a traumatic brain injury in 2015 when she was in a motor vehicle accident, and states that since that time she has had problems with anxiety and depression, as well as decreased cognitive function. The claimant does have a boyfriend that she's had for 2 years, and she's living with her mother-in-law and the boyfriend in a trailer home. The claimant was cooperative, pleasant, future-oriented, and showed appropriate help-seeking behavior. Her mental status appeared to be normal at this time. She was well-kept and wearing casual attire and very cooperative and had good eye contact with me. The claimant was alert. She was oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. Her attention and concentration appeared to be normal, and her mannerisms, especially, as well as her movements, also appeared to be normal. Her speech rate, clarity, tone, and articulation were within normal limits. Her memory appeared to be intact, as well as her thought processes. She does have some dissociated symptoms that were noted. The claimant does have hallucinations and sees shadows, hears voices to kill herself, and becomes very paranoid. She does have suicidal thoughts and has had suicidal attempts in the past, times four. She's been hospitalized for three of those. She states that she tried to cut her throat and has overdosed on medications. She also suffers from anxiety. She appeared to be somewhat anxious. The claimant also has a strong history of cocaine, marijuana, and methamphetamine that she used in the past, but states that she has not used it since November of 2022. She is presently taking quetiapine, 200 milligrams BID, and 400 milligrams QHS, benzotropine, 1 milligram TID, trazodone, 100 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets QHS, and hydroxyzine, pamomate, 50 milligrams TID. She is not working at this time, secondary to not being able to hold down a job. Family history. Her father is 56, and she does not know him, but he was an alcoholic and a drug addict. Her mother is 54 and suffers also from traumatic brain injury, bipolar disorder type 1, Parkinson's disease, and polycystic ovarian disease. medications, quetiapine, 200 milligrams BID and an extra 400 milligrams QHS, benzotropine, 1 milligram TID, trazodone, 100 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets QHS, and hydroxyzine, pamomate, 50 milligrams TID. Medical problems. Hypoacusis of the left ear, comma, right hip pain, secondary to a torn labrum, which was repaired in 2018 arthroscopically, bipolar disorder type 1 with psychotic features, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, traumatic brain injury, comma, decreased cognitive function, comma, major surgeries, right hip arthroscopic labrum repair performed on May the 1st, 2017. History of a fracture of the left elbow when she was 7 years old. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 5 to 6 cigarettes per year for 11 years. Alcohol, she denies any alcohol abuse. She also denies any delirium tremors, but did have a pseudo-seizure when she was a child. Substance abuse, the claimant has a history of using marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, methamphetamines, comma, but no crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time she used drugs was in November of 2022. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 169 pounds, height 5 feet, 2.5 inches tall, BP 125 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 111 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 100%, BMI 30, general. This is a 25-year-old female who appears to be very anxious when she came to my office for a disability physical with a heartbeat of 111 beats per minute. She appears to be her stated age and appeared not to be in any acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. I'm not too sure if the claimant might have taken something prior to coming to my office, which may be attributing to her elevated heart rate. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to skin after to cardiovascular, please? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was an increased heart rate of 111 beats per minute, and the rhythm was normal with auscultation. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also normal at 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you drop down to skin after the last sentence? The claimant did have multiple tattoos. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3. and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was somewhat anxious for the time. She did have fairly clear thought processes and her memory was normal. Concentration was fair and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. The claimant does appear also to be mildly depressed and states that she hears voices every day. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at 2+. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness except for the right hip area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the right hip area where the claimant has decreased range of motion secondary to pain. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position it was 60 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices. Neurological. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, opposed fingers, and pinch at this time. You could drop down. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the right hip area. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas except for the right hip area, which was +4/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right hip, no acute findings. X-rays of the left hip, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted, secondary to right hip pain. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant does have some mild difficulty with the left ear, but is able to hear and speak well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right hip area. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to mild left ear hypoacusis, mild right hip tenderness, bipolar disorder type 1, with psychotic features, mild anxiety, mild depression, and history of traumatic brain injury, which appears to be resolving. Probable diagnosis, partial hypoacusis of the left ear, which was treated with a hearing aid. However, the claimant damaged the hearing aid and needs to have a hearing aid replacement, although she is able to hear and understand my conversation. Allegation number two, right hip pain secondary to a labyrinth tear of the hip, which was surgically corrected, appears to be stable at this time with some mild tenderness. Allegation number three, bipolar disorder type 1 with psychotic features, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, traumatic brain injury, and decreased cognitive issues. Not confirmed with medical records, but does appear to be having some mild problems with psychological disorders. She is being treated with multiple medications and appears to be stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Bailey Mae Brown.